it mightn't feel like it, but we're at the height of the Irish summer. Now, that means for parishes, towns and villages all over the country, it's festival time. Our reporter Etna Dodd has been finding out about some of the festivals running over this weekend, starting in Donegal with the Errigal Arts Festival.
I'm Brenda McEvely. I'm the editor and director of Holy Show magazine, and we're running a Journals Fla in Rathmullen on Saturday and Sunday up in Donegal. Poetry and prose workshops. We'll have literary events with Angela Flannery, Lisa McInerney and Tom Morris, and they'll be reading from the first thing that they ever published in a journal. We'll be running an event called Greatest Story Ever Told, where writers and members of the public will be telling kind of in the space of about 5 minutes the strangest, weirdest, funniest, happiest, saddest stories, true stories from their lives. And that will be kind of interspersed with trad music from singer Fionnuala Dixon and trad musician Noel Lenhan.
From Donegal to Dublin, where the Music Town Festival is taking place this weekend in the National Concert Hall. Kate Ellis, the artistic director of Crash Ensemble, is taking part in four performances with four different artists over the weekend.
I think, honestly, these are for anyone who has any interest in music at all. You know, really exciting music making, and music making that is very new and very fresh. Totally different. They're all very, very sort of different sound worlds. We get to play a lot of different instruments. We get to play a lot of, make a lot of different sounds. We get to have a lot of fun, actually.
If that sounds like a bit too much art and not enough fun, then perhaps you'd like Ablefest, which is taking place this Sunday on Causey Farm, just outside Athboy in County Meath. Co-founder Kevin Farrell says this festival has something for everyone of every ability.
We have multiple different acts. We have like one-man shows, we have country, we have a bit of rock, we have a bit of everything going on there. We have the wheelchair mats are coming from the car park all the way in, right through the whole festival. We have stalls, we have food trucks, coffee trucks, ice cream, sensory area, where there's holistic therapy and massages, where there's a full live band and an open mic session. You can go up and sing with the band. There'll be other performers there too. There'll be dance aerobics going on there. You can sing along to a song in the back track if you want. There is a drumming workshop. Then we have the Cayley Shed, where there's traditional music going on all day. You can go in and get involved in that, do a bit of Irish dance and play the bow run. I'm a performer myself and I love to sing. I'd be getting up with one of the bands on today. I've never sang with them before, but we'd be doing a bit of Oasis, maybe some Bon Jovi, something like that, something that everybody will know, and we'll have a bit of fun.
Peas in a pod, to use the vegetarian, brothers from another mother, to be all urban.
And finally, it's over to Galway, where for the past 11 years, playwright Enda Walsh has contributed a room to the Galway International Arts Festival. These are immersive spaces where people can enter and then hear the story of a character in that room. Each year, Enda Walsh plans to create one additional room for the festival.
They've just become a thing now, and I think people, because they've seen them over the years, they from the outside, they go, well, what are we stepping into? And then they step into this thing, and it's just a whole new different space, a different voice. Because they're only sort of like that short, 13 minutes long, you have this very concentrated version of a character and of a world, and then you leave it. So it's very transient. It's sort of like catching a butterfly. You feel it's all very vulnerable and tiny, and yet they're strong. They're very sort of complete in their sort of form. I've had people who sort of go to the festival every year who like, you know, this is the great thing about Galway Arts Festival is that, you know, people, it's their summer holiday a lot of the time. You know, people love theatre, they love the arts, and they build their summer holiday around it. So yes, I've had people who come up to me and we talk about, you know, different rooms that they liked and rooms that still resonate with them.
And a Walsh ending that report from Etna Dodd.